WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump confirms that he has authorized the CIA to conduct covert operations in Venezuela. And while the U.S. has targeted boats, he says, that were used to smuggle drugs, the president indicates they're going to step it up.
We have a lot of drugs coming in from Venezuela, and a lot of the Venezuelan drugs come in through the sea, so you get to see that. But we're going to stop them by land also.
More from CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
The president's confirmation comes as the U.S. military has surged forces into the Caribbean. More than 6,000 troops, including 2,000 Marines, aboard the USS Iwo Jima. So far, the administration's announced 5 strikes on boats that killed 27 people. It claims they were filled with drugs and narco-terrorists.
A Supreme Court ruling on a Louisiana case involving electoral districts drawn based on race could have huge implications in future elections.
12 years ago, the court struck down part of the Voting Rights Act law requiring states with a history of racial discrimination to get approval from the Justice Department or federal judges before making election-related changes. Now, election law expert David Becker notes the justices
are now considering whether that act might be unconstitutional 60 years after its implementation.
This is many states add more restrictive voting laws. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
A federal agency has issued a sweeping emergency order after the tech company F5 confirmed a hacking incident. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Officials from the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency say no federal devices have been compromised, but thousands of F5 systems are in use across government networks, and the risk is serious. CISA's acting director called it an imminent threat, urging agencies and private companies to patch vulnerabilities immediately.
The remains of most of the people who died in an explosion at a rural Tennessee munitions plant last week have been identified. Humphreys County Sheriff Chris Davis announcing,
we have been able to positively identify 14 of the 16.
No word yet on what caused the blast at the Accurate Energetic Systems facility in Bucks North, Tennessee. More Americans are planning to travel over the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays. CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg.
People have made a decision that they're going to deny themselves material goods. They're going to deny themselves luxury goods. What they're going to do, though, is they're not going to deny themselves travel and experience.
Aviation analytics company Cirium says Thanksgiving bookings are up over 2%, while advanced Christmas bookings are up a fraction, 0.68%. LeBron James, Chris Paul, and Kyle Lowry entered the season as the NBA's largest 20-year club. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to Hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more. 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy, HIMS.com/JOY.
Mississippi executes a man convicted of kidnapping, raping, and killing a 20-year-old college student. 59-year-old Charles Crawford received a lethal injection after more than 30 years on death row. Crawford's execution is the state's second this year. A major 3-year study has found an effective new treatment for postnatal depression, singing. CBS's Vicki Barker reports.
Mothers holding babies singing in a room.
It's not your usual mum and baby singing group.
This one is focused on the mental health of new mothers.
This is really nice for mums to come together, mums that have been through things, to relate and sing, and singing is very healing.
Other baby classes are great to meet mums, but it doesn't have the same sort of calming influence.
The study in the British Journal of Psychiatry found mothers with postpartum depression were still reporting improved symptoms 6 months after completing the singing course, making it far more effective than other forms of community support. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London.
And I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels.
Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the low 50s. And partly sunny as we look into tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s. There could be a shower or two around Friday, mostly cloudy but warmer and a touch breezy. Highs climb to the low 70s. Currently 51 degrees.
Shine for you, I will be a sunshine for me anymore.
Radio Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
Oh, sure. In a world that's constantly changing, how can I be sure where I stand with you?
News, timeless hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
We'll be right back.
local news and timeless hits, WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Wonder I can think at all, and my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Kodachrome, give us those nice bright colors, give us the greens of summers, makes you think all looks worse in black and white.
More than an
overnight fling. To me, you were the greatest thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. I've got one little hang up, baby. I just can't make it without you. So tell me, are you gonna stay now? Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? Down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
without you. And I'm telling you, honey, you're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we cruise through the night together. More great timeless hits just moments away on WRJN.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft.
But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of changing the world one smile at a time.
Last night, as I got home, about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. Well, a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. Never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I will be coming home. Gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria. Oh, I guess it to my wife.
Every time I think that I'm the only one who's lonely, someone
there's a punch. hello. She smiled up at me. And she took my hand. We walked through the park alone. And I knew she had made me happy. Flowers everywhere. Flowers everywhere. Oh, I don't know just why. She simply got my sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
See the sun.
All I had left was one little flower in my hand. But I knew she had made me happy.
And when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered round and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we'd go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was, he was. Yes, he was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. Was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro condemns what he calls coup d'etats orchestrated by the CIA. It comes after President Trump confirms he authorized the CIA to conduct covert operations in that country.
President Trump says he issued the authorization for two reasons.
Number one, they have emptied their prisons into the United States of America.
And number two,
drugs. We have a lot of drugs coming in from Venezuela.
The U.S. military has blown up several small boats. Trump says we're running drugs into the U.S.
We're not going to let this country, our country, be ruined because other people want to drop, as you say, their worst.
When asked if the CIA has the authority to take out Venezuela's president,
wouldn't it be a ridiculous question for me to answer?
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
What is said to be one of the most significant airlifts in Alaska history is underway. Hundreds of people are being evacuated from storm-devastated southwestern coastal towns hit by remnants of Typhoon Halong. A record storm surge last weekend swept away homes, some with people still inside. One person died, two missing, and 1,500 people displaced. The Supreme Court has heard arguments on a Republican-led challenge of Louisiana's congressional map. A ruling for the state could allow legislatures to redraw congressional maps, potentially eliminating majority Black and Latino seats that tend to favor Democrats. CBS election law expert David Becker.
It's unusual here, the Supreme Court, where a majority of justices have already enforced the Voting Rights Act. A majority of justices currently sitting on the court, as recently as a couple of years ago, are now considering whether that act might be unconstitutional 60 years after its implementation.
Many more U.S. adults would be deemed obese under a new definition.
The research suggests the revamped definition could result in a dramatic rise in the prevalence of obesity among American adults.
This is a health problem, and we need to address it.
Study author Dr. Lindsay Forman of Mass General Brigham.
The prevalence of obesity, based on the traditional BMI-based definition, was about 40%, which is similar to CDC estimates in America. When you applied the new definition, the prevalence of obesity actually increased to close to 70%.
The new definition adds BMI to other figures like waist-to-height ratios. Matt Piper,